We're live?
Yeah. What's up, Rob? How are you doing today?
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing today?
So we're going live. This is going to be a little crazy live today. We're going live with all these kids right here. Ethan, Casey, Caden, and we're going to have a couple other people logging in today. So it's going to be pretty rad. Well, we're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. Thanks for letting us use the Warfighter headquarters, Rob.
Absolutely.
You got some good questions for the kids?
Do I have some good questions? All right.
And we got our directors over here. Thank you very much. So let me set this thing down on the tripod, and we'll get things going here.
Checking connection.
So, let me actually request.
Let's see.
It's not letting me request.
Telling your followers that you started a live video.
How do I add a request here? Go live in a room. So, Caden, we're going live with Caden.
What's up,
Bryce? Mom, turn down my volume.
Oh, Ethan started a live video too. And then, are we supposed to go live with Dallas?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
There we go.
Mine aren't joining yet.
Oh, I saw you for a second. Okay, so this live, it's starting off a little rough, but stay tuned real quick. We'll see. I'm gonna turn my volume off so that it's going on.
What's up, you guys? We're going live here. We got Caden, Casey, Rob from the Warfighter.
Right.
We got third live show. We're gonna be going live with Dallas and Dallas Gonzalez, a couple other people. We're gonna have a good time. Just gonna have a nice conversation, kind of just hang out.
Turn the volume down.
If you guys have any questions that you want us to answer, just let us know.
All right, let's get this popping off, boys. Let's pop this. This funny business over here. Let's pop this. All right, so what the heck were you guys at Warfighter Band for?
So we were out here helping out Rob. So they have an adrenaline therapy coming up in a couple weeks here. So we're getting all his cars prepped and basically making sure he's ready to go for the adrenaline therapy.
So basically all the vets put a whooping on our Polaris Razors. And it just so happens that I have three great Polaris factory racers that come and help us out.
That actually is pretty cool. So that's one of the topics that I want to talk about tonight. I think it's so cool that you guys are giving back. I mean, like, most racers are quote-unquote selfish, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you always have to be a decent amount of selfish to get on the podium. But you guys aren't today. You guys are totally giving back to all the dudes that helped us.
Totally.
Yeah. It's pretty vicious.
Awesome.
What'd you guys do today?
Well, we took the front right A-arms off of this car that got mangled up.
This is the RS1.
Yeah, the RS1 that got mangled up, and we had to put them on that RS1 that also got mangled up. And then we also washed the Hummer, which is somewhere out there.
So when when Casey says mangled up, Rob has the adrenaline therapy session out at the
Anza. Right.
So
you guys? In Anza, California.
Right, yeah. Off road park.
That car over there.
It's
that one's a little bit.
It's pretty rad because that all of the
it just depends, veterans, you know, because we support all vets from all branches and all eras.
I think that's the only time ever I'm gonna tell you speak louder.
So,
but yeah, so all veterans from all branches, and they get to go out and rip on all these players. Right? The problem is though, sometimes when they rip on them, they really rip on them a lot of. So that's cool that you guys are able to come fix it. Does that mean that you guys learn a lot about how to take care of them and how to redo them?
Yeah, it definitely helps out a lot, especially with the Polaris Razor RS1s. I know all three of us re-raced those, so working on here just helps us when we get back to the shop to prep the race cars for the next race. It makes things a lot easier.
Kind of gives us a heads up of what's going on.
Yeah, you got to talk louder for our camera over there, kid.
Yeah, so it just gives us like a heads up of like what we need to do if something like that happens.
So we have any comments or any people trying to chime in there?
Not yet. Everyone, a lot of people are joining.
Sounds good.
Is Dallas in here?
Is it Dallas? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Dallas.
Hi,
Dallas.
Hey. Caitlin Smith says, hey.
Is Dallas in the bottom as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard because you guys can't hear him talk.
Yeah, that's true. You can turn yours up, then we'll see. All right, so when you guys come to Warfighter, like what happens? Like, you guys come up here and Rob just has a task for you guys all lined up or what?
Yeah, normally we'll contact him a couple days ahead or a couple weeks ahead and say, hey, can we stop by this day? And
what
happens
when you're
next up? Yeah. That's how every conversation starts with these guys is like, okay, so you just had an ATS. what veterans wreck what machines.
Yeah. What needs to be fixed for the next one?
What needs to be fixed? So, you know, we get a parts block. Like today we were running out of, we needed some bearings, hub bearings. And I actually got a couple gifted to us by Casey. And Matty Wedding actually gave me a couple also. So we were good there. And yeah, just set these guys loose and let them do what they know how to do. So in case if they haven't encountered it, I guarantee you they'll probably encounter it here at Warp by the day and they get the opportunity to fix yes. it. I mean, axles, nails, that stuff's easy, but we're getting ready to start tackling yeah. some shocks and cages and radius rods and all kinds of stuff.
So, radiators.
Radiators.
Yeah. Dude, the whole
car. Yeah, the whole car.
Cage.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, even cages, too.
Maybe Sarah, yeah, Sarah, can you show them that car? That's crazy, man. That thing got jacked up.
Oh, Sarah, show them that one.
Yeah,
that's even worse.
But what's significant about this is that every vet that was involved in those rollover accidents, every single one of them walked away.
Yep.
No issues whatsoever, which is why Warfighter Navy likes to do what we do in UTVs, on four wheels, with cages and PRP seats and harnesses.
Keeping everybody safe.
Just to keep everybody safe.
Wow, good time, be safe.
Hey, so the main thing that I wanted to get across today was how cool it is. Like, we started the Dirt Life Show because of camaraderie. Camaraderie is a huge deal in any type of serviceman, whether it's a policeman, an armed serviceman, anybody. And racing teaches you a lot of that same stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys are giving back. At the races, you guys are even helping other people. Like, I think Sarah was telling me that Dallas and Megan and the Gonzalez family, who are also on, they also do the same thing at the races. So can you guys give me a little bit of information on the stuff that you guys do to help others at the races, and then we can go over to Dallas and Megan?
Yeah, some things that we do in the races is, it's normally during the race, so someone will come to a pit, and most pit people only have like one pit crew member there, and everyone there at the races, we all kind of get together, and instead of using a jack and wasting 10, 15 seconds to get the car all the way up, we'll get five people to a side and just hold it up. And take six people, and within 30 seconds, the car's in and out of the pits, tire changed, and people weren't able to come together and kind of help each other out in the pits. I don't think it'd take way longer to do it.
That's pretty cool. What about helping the little kids in 170?
Definitely. It's really fun because I actually radioed for Keegan Gonzalez and Jackson Mann.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're on. They said hi.
Hi, boys.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. So I actually get to radio for them and help them through the track and let them know what's going on and help them push a little bit further than they would like.
Do you remember what somebody was radioing for you?
Yeah.
Like back then?
Yeah.
Like, what about you, Kate?
Yeah.
You're helping out the kids in the 170s too, right?
Yeah. I go to Troy Adams and I help out over there and just like...
What's help. Troy Adams?
It's a karting training place. It's a really good training place. He trained some of the top elite drivers. And like Haley Deegan and Brian Deegan, most of those, like Ronnie Anderson, all those top dogs out there, he's been training them.
Nice.
And I'm currently going there right now to become one of them. So
nice, that's yeah. cool. So you're learning how to be able to teach people how to drive?
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty rad. And you're already a good driver, so let's get pretty good.
Yeah.
What about the Gonzalez boys? Let's turn it over to them, Sarah, so they can give us a little bit of background on what they do to help people at the races. Can you hear him talking yet?
Not yet. You guys hear us?
I can't hear you guys.
Okay. We're going to call you and call the phones. At least you guys can talk through the phone.
Okay.
We're having some technical issues here, you guys.
Yeah.
I wonder if people can hear through the one that I have right here. Are they asking questions or saying if they can hear?
They can't hear us. We have ours on too.
Well, mine's all the way off.
Yours, though.
Oh, mine's good.
I think so.
Okay. Can you guys hear us? Let us know if you can or can't hear us.
Okay.
If you
guys have any questions, just let us know.
Okay.
So just talk through the phone right now.
So, well, hopefully we don't get any reverb, but we'll see what happens. So we were talking about basically helping out all the kids at the races. So what do you guys do, Dallas and Deegan, to help out all the other younger kids at the races?
At the races? Lines of faster lines, and if they need help with anything, like before the race and after the race, radioing, all that.
That's pretty rad, right? Like, doesn't it make you feel like you're giving back, like, pretty good?
Yeah.
Did you drop the phone?
Yeah, my brother.
You gave a team.
Here we go. All right, so I was going to transition into that and ask Rob, like, how does that transition when people grow up? Like, let's just say that you want to get into a different job when you grow up, like you're 18 years old or you want to enlist. All of those skills build that camaraderie, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really all about teamwork. And even when you're in an individual sport like off-road racing, there's still a lot of teamwork involved in it. Just like Ethan was saying, from being in the pits, the Gonzalez brothers were saying on the start line. And, you know, in the end, when you're helping others and you need help, then those others are usually there to give it back, you know, pay it forward type thing. Plus, in the military, it's all about teamwork. There's no individuals in the military here. And being able to, you know, being able to basically look up, look around, see something that needs to be done, and then taking the initiative to do it without being told is, you know, always really important, and it's a great skill to have.
Yeah, 100%. And if racing doesn't work out, they now have that skill set to do whatever else they want. It comes full circle. It's pretty awesome that you guys are doing that. Well, so when you're at the races, have you guys ever had like a miscommunication or like a victory with one of the people that you're helping? Like either one, like a bad situation or a good situation?
I know recently we helped Dallas Gonzalez. He came into the pits with two broken rear axles. And
oh, you weren't on the track same time as him?
No, we were racing a different class.
Okay.
Yeah, and we were able to fix his car, and he was able to salvage some points there, so that was pretty cool, being able to help out, especially some friends, close friends.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. So how long did it take you to swap those two axles?
So rear axles.
How many of you guys help?
There was a lot of points around there.
I know.
It took like 10 minutes for him to come in and come out.
Really? Mm-hmm. Two rear axles in 10 minutes.
And they have to drive shafts.
And a drive shaft.
Yeah. Cool. Were you in the car the whole time?
Yeah, I got out at first because I thought I smoked the belt, and then when I figured I broke both rear axles. And
the belt was fine, you smoked everything else?
For the most part, the challenge. That was the only
thing. That's cool, though. You just jumped back in and you got back out there? How'd you end up doing that race? You finished, obviously.
I want to say 12 or something, somewhere close to that.
That's pretty good. Were you passing dudes afterwards?
Kinda.
He's getting his laps back.
Yeah. Then passing me.
Dude, that's still rad though, because like if you didn't have that support mechanism, you wouldn't even have a chance of getting it.
Yeah, I would have still been sitting on the track for a while, trying to figure out how to change the bolts.
Dang, that's crazy. What about you, Casey? Have you helped out like a victory later?
Definitely. It was Jackson Mandel. Last year, he actually won his first championship, and I was able to help my radio team the whole year.
And how that feels? It felt other.
It felt really good watching him being able to win.
Winners win, I'm telling you, dude. He's winning behind the wheel and off the wheel.
And winners for winners. You know, there's a lot of room for Hayden in the world. And, you know, when you get a good group of kids that are willing to forego that and just show up, and it shows here with them coming out and hanging out and all the lessons and whatnot. So, no time to hate.
Dude, no time for the hate at all. So, just to be like fully clear and transparent, I was low key impressed when I called to see if I could get Caden just to do an Instagram live this Thursday, and Sarah told me. Kate's mom, that they were doing all this cool stuff. And I was like, holy cow, this is like way better than I thought it was going to be. Because I was going to do catching up with the kids. Like, but this is way better, dude.
Yeah.
Way better. I'm so stoked that you guys are here.
They were already coming here. Yes. This is the third or fourth time they were here to help. So
basically, you're just trying to get them to do more on the work. Let them,
it's free child labor.
I think it's.
It's so rad. I mean, the moms even come and buy us lunch and stuff.
Dude,
it's a win.
But it is cool that it teaches you guys so much. Like, that's the main thing. anything, right? Like when I showed up today, you guys were out pressure washing the Humvee that's going to be used in
the North. We're taking to Baja for the North in April with the group of compactors.
And even though it's just pressure washing, you get to see way different stuff than you do as from an off-road side-by-side. You get to see way bigger parts, like different
setups. Yeah, like beefier, like
A-arms and stuff.
It makes you think way different, right?
Yeah.
That's super cool. Do you want to grab it?
Yeah.
There's four seats. You can ride it, right?
What if we just start off by giving rides?
I don't know. My kids, they got high.
They're probably way faster than I am.
So who's the only one that has driver's license?
I am.
Casey? And then how long have you got here?
Two more years.
Have you got here in the car with Casey yet?
No.
Is it a problem?
I'm waiting for that.
Dallas, have you got to go riding with Casey in a truck yet?
I've gotten to drive with Casey in a Razor, and that was good enough for me. I've been too scared to get in the car with him.
Hey, I got to drive with him in a Razor at Adrenaline Therapy, too, and I thought he was driving pretty smooth.
He scared me. I was. I've never gone so fast in my life.
Hey, there you go. So, but does he break as many axles as you do?
I think that's just me.
That's what you think. So what's going on over there in Arizona, boys?
Nothing really. Just getting the cars ready and just, yeah, school, and that's pretty much it.
And you don't have to wear masks.
Yeah, that's a big relief.
Yeah, I know, right? So, when's the next race for you guys? Is it all the same for all you kids? Or
I think we're heading to Taft's, not this weekend, but the next weekend.
What's up the Gonzales Brothers Dance Race? Do they can tell us what they're prepping to do for the next race?
So we're just getting the cars that ready. Got to put a new drive shaft broken in half a seat and then armor on the tires on the trailer, and it'll be really good to go.
You can't go to the races without armor on the tires, man. You got to put some shine up. What was the question?
What is your guys' favorite dirt bike brand?
Who asked?
Cole Matias.
All right. I've been a Suzuki guy.
So Suzuki's like a little bit making a comeback because last year they fell off and they're kind of coming back up. So.
Yamaha is big this year.
All right, so you go next. Probably Honda. You going Honda? Big Honda guy over here?
Yeah, if I had to pick motorcycles, it'd be definitely Honda.
What about you? You like Honda too? I thought you were just going Yamaha.
Yamaha was doing really good in 450s and 250s and Supercross.
They didn't speak up. But yeah, they really were, right?
Yeah, and I've always been involved.
Hey, you know Malcolm Stewart might ride the Nationals this year.
That would be pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick, right? He's going to get tired, but he's going to go fast at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, like, because I've always been a big Yamaha guy since I was a pro racer. But those new off-road bikes, the Husqvarna, the KTM, and the Gas-Gas.
All of them are like the so sick, dude. If they had a Gas-Gas 110.
The Gas-Gas 110? Yeah. They got a Gas-Gas Super Mini?
The 85.
I don't know if your mom's going to allow you to ride a Super Mini.
No, that's a little too much.
All right, Gonzalez, boys. Hit us with your favorite dirt bike brand.
Honda.
Okay. Yeah, I like Honda, too.
So we got five Hondas here, KTX.
I'm just going on Austria, yeah. And we got a Suzuki fan over here. And then, so I don't know if you guys know, but they
a lot of Honda fans on here, too.
What? A lot of Honda fans over
yeah.
there?
Yeah, we got fans? Kendall, we got Jack.
So Dallas actually, and well, I don't know who actually got it in the Gonzalez family, but they bought my other 110 before I got this one.
It's Anthony's. I think they just sold that one.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they sold my own collection.
This is like keeping it in the family?
Yeah.
Nice. That's
sick. I remember I wrote it at Hattisu.
It just needed a little bit of jetting when it got to California and it would have been screamo.
Is that Eric?
Yeah. That thing,
Johnny
does
Coltura.
Does it still have the same graphics or is it different graphics?
No, they saved it. They put it on like their garage.
Oh, nice. Keeping it OG.
Johnny Coltura says, how's the three-wheeler?
How's what?
Three-wheeler? Oh, Dallas has a three-wheeler.
Yeah, Dallas,
you got a three-wheeler?
Yeah, I got a three-wheeler, but it's a little sketchy, so.
AKA Death Machine?
Yeah, no suspension.
They got a 70.
Speaking of three-wheelers, what happened to the bicycle sidecar thing that you guys got?
We still have it.
I was going to say, whatever happened, slipping off of it.
So they were here. Were you guys here for a dirt life show? Or were you guys
no,
here?
It was. We were just helping out.
And all of a sudden, these guys are freaking out because on Craigslist or something like that.
Offer up.
They found a bicycle that somebody had attached some janky ass sidecar.
Really?
Sidecar.
We already cracked it.
To the next race. By the end of the weekend,
it
was destroyed.
It was the next day.
Chains falling off. The bars are all bent.
You guys are crazy.
Dallas, I gave everybody rides on that thing.
They got the
full
we had
that
like
thing
like
was
four
like,
people. We were
did
giving
it
rides
really?
Out.
Where? Did it go? Oh, yeah, we rolled it a few times, so now it's cracked.
More than a few.
Deegan went through the
bars. Deegan did what?
Deegan went over the bars.
Deegan went over
did
the bars.
Did you get hurt,
Deegan? Over the bars?
No.
You were good?
No.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's like a
maybe
pretty
maybe his mom doesn't know.
yeah,
can we change the subject?
let's move on to the subject of this golf cart that I need to hear about.
Oh, really massive.
Sarah's golf cart.
Oh,
really
we
master?
Sarah's here, so we can't give too much information. Yeah, but
hey, Mom, you're
nice.
It's
the KOA.
Have you heard about this golf cart?
Dude, it's legendary.
It's the KOA.
We took it down this path. And, never mind.
Too much information.
Never mind.
That's for a different day.
So,
Sarah's not here.
Is the golf cart still running?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Somehow,
some
way, that thing is
it's
still going.
Yeah.
Have all five of you, so the Gonzalez boys, have they driven it as well?
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody's driven
it. I think everybody at work is driven.
I think everyone and their brother.
Yes.
I haven't got to drive it, but I don't want to because it's probably going to be broken when you give it to me. I don't have to give it back.
We may or may not have found the plate in the clutch. So.
As soon as you touch it, the four tires fall
yeah.
off.
Exactly.
What'd you do?
Exactly. Well, I think two of the tires are already flat. So.
Hey, take some air in there.
Just air in it, and we'll call it good.
We'll last a couple minutes.
Duck in and zip ties.
Since you don't have to ride home in the car with Kate and Sarah on the way back, what's the craziest thing you've done in this golf cart?
Oh, no.
We took down this little...
Oh, they're laughing.
It was
okay, Parker.
It was the day before Dallas' race. It was
the
me,
trail.
Casey, and Dallas, and we all hopped in it. We somehow all fit this foot bench, and there's this super narrow trail, and it's super rocky, and it's like just a little wash, and we do it like a ravine. And we somehow made it through the entire thing down, but we also came back up
somehow
twice.
Were you wearing
helmets? What? No. For the purpose of this video, yes.
You got a roll cage
in a windshield. Of course we were. Oh, wait, was this the golf cart that you took? Around
Works
Racer.
Yeah.
That thing was riding primo.
It
was.
It still is.
Oh, it's
we got more adventures. Me, Casey, and Caden, the first round of Works.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this was good. We were bombing around, and so where the Works track is, they have like a bunch of holes, and like so they can get the dirt and they move it to the track. So there's a bunch of holes all over the place, and we like may or may not have gotten a couple of inches of air. And we got. And we also it got high centered more than once. We may or may not have gotten chased by the hotel security.
No, you guys ran away.
We did run away.
I fell in a bush.
Me and Caden were. I was taking a leak and I saw the headlights and I ran for the other way.
Yeah.
We left Casey there. We did come back for her, but
no, you didn't. I came
back a couple
minutes
later.
That's also pretty quick thinking though. Like you saw a bush and you hide under a trailer. They just did out, like, you run away.
Yeah.
What did, were the Gonzalez brothers with you?
No, nobody was with
them. They
were
at camp.
Oh, man.
But the Gonzalez's actually came and saved me before you guys did.
No, dude. We're still
hiding.
I was using the restroom.
What was it? What's your best memory of this golf cart?
Oh, there's a bunch. There's probably the Parker 250 for Best in the Desert going down the washes.
Oh, that trail.
Yeah, the trail.
Oh, yeah.
The trail was
really
high.
You can make it
on
the washes.
Oh, yeah. It was like
a
wash that was just wide enough for
your tires are already flat.
They
weren't flat when they got there.
They were flat when they left.
We aired them up the next day,
Sarah,
and it worked.
Why do you bring these boys some janky old freaking...
I always say I should have bought them golf carts instead of UTVs.
So, Dallas, what were you saying? Going down the wash?
Oh, yeah, I was going down the wash, and Casey kind of ran half of me over. Going over the rocks.
Serious?
Ethan doesn't help push the thing through.
So I was having to pull it over so we could get over a rock.
Yeah, our rear axle was stuck on a rock. So I was pulling it over so the car was on two wheels.
Yeah, the thing was on the top,
and Casey just pinned it, and didn't even stop for us. So I was holding it down. I fell in this bush.
This whole robbery thing just went to a
hole. Only on the window. I was thinking about that when Ethan was taking a leak in a bush. Totally just drove and jetted over Casey.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is what camaraderie looks like.
There's no
helping each other not get stuck in. So, did you get rescued, Dallas, at least?
No, I kind of had to walk back to camp. And they came back and picked me up right in front of camp. So,
I got Casey came back.
Good God, boy. I walked my
own way. No, I picked you guys up in the ravine. We were still in the ravine.
It was like the entrance of the ravine.
Where were you?
I was on the entire load.
You were the next
all the way back up.
Oh, I was the next load. Okay.
Yeah,
there was like four loads that went down that road.
Loads of what?
We didn't get
people, kids.
We
didn't get rides.
We know as much as we can in there. Our record is 23 kids.
Don't kids walk anymore? We were doing a wheelie,
so we had them all on the back bumper.
Don't kids walk anymore?
No. No, we all ride in Sarah's golf cart.
Yeah. Why would we walk when we have Sarah's golf cart?
So, okay, you got a tricycle or a tricycle bike. I'm sure you guys have bicycles. You have mini bikes, and nobody uses any of that unless you're a golf cart.
Yeah.
Well, we can't ride pit bikes.
Well,
yeah.
Pit bikes. Absolutely.
We do ride.
What the heck happened with that?
My bike has never come to work.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was the rev limiters.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back on track here. Thank you very much, Sarah, for giving us a golf course story. All right, so as funny as all that stuff was, though, like, you got to remember that all these adventures you guys are going through really do create a lot of family and helping values. Like, because there's a million times when this dude has been in a really tricky situation that he's got to get rescued out of, and that's the stuff that you guys are learning now. It's pretty cool that you guys can think on the fly like that.
Plus, I learned that it's the stories that you had, the worst experience. Like, Dallas got ran over, Ethan was peeing in a bush.
running from hotel security.
It's those memories that make the best stories. Because this infamous trail at Parker that you guys are talking about, if you just drove down it and came back,
What's the story, right?
So it's making memories like that. It's these stories that can be telling all the time. It's always the worst situations that make the best stories and the best memories.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But please, don't take any of these kids that you're training and go show them this until they're old enough, okay?
Yeah.
Give them a few years to let them grow.
We already did that.
Let them grow into a little.
Why don't you tell them that?
Hey, so talking about, it's a little bit off subject, but talking about that kid training and stuff like that, Garrett Brooks is having a Camp Racer at a TCV, or a sports park, whatever it is, on Saturday. So I'm going to go out there and check it out and see how the kids do. It's going to be pretty fun. Have you guys ever done anything like that, or done any training from other professional drivers?
At one point, I was with Shelby Anderson.
Speak up a little bit louder so you
can hear. At one point, I trained with Shelby Anderson, and we would go to like Elsinore and those places whenever you were allowed to.
Yes.
Drive racers, and we would just train there. One time, she got in a 170, and I was in my race 170, and we ended up racing. I'm pretty sure my mom has the video of it.
Really?
It's pretty. Yeah, we were racing each other in 170.
Did you keep up with her, or did you beat her?
I beat her because the car that she was in.
Deegan boys, did you guys have any, Gonzalez boys, did you guys have any same stories like that where you got any professional training?
I did some go kart training with Troy Adams for a little bit, and then that was pretty much it.
What about Deegan? Did he get to do that too?
Yeah, me too.
How'd you guys like that? That sounds kind of cool. I always hear people talking good stuff about Troy's class.
Yeah, it's fun. He teaches you a lot.
Did you guys like it?
Yeah, it was definitely different than the Razors. It's on. It taught me a lot about like all the corner speed and all that.
Yeah, because he does it in what, shifter carts or tag carts, or what does he do with it?
No, they're four stroke 206 carts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you still get to learn how to shift and keep momentum and stuff.
Right? We don't shift.
No, there's no shift. I do shifting. I got a cart with a guy named David DeMond, and it's out in Lake Elsinore Apex. And I drive a shifter cart around, and I think, oh, it's a blast. And it's just good because you get your skills sharp, and especially like during summer, works out the summer break. So it's like a 2 or 3 month span of where you have no racing. So that's a lot of time not being in the car.
Yeah.
To be able to get out in a go-kart, which I think is more physically demanding than a Razor.
Well, it's more precise precision.
Yeah. Braking has to be on point, shifts on point, throttle, turning points. It's all, it makes you become, in my eyes, a much more smooth driver.
Yeah.
And smooth equals fast. Car control.
Right. Hey, so Dallas, was Deegan able to keep up with you out there on a go kart?
And he's faster than me.
No way!
I remember him talking
about. Really? By like a lot?
Oh, yeah, he's like, he'll lap me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude. So wait till he grows up and gets into a NA car, dude. That's going to be awesome. Him in a little RS1, he's going to be ripping. What do you think, Deegan? Are you ready to do it?
Yeah.
He's not a man of many words, but he's out there just tearing it up on the track.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
One thing that's cool about Troy's is he always says, if you can drive one of these carts good and you're smart about it, you could drive anything.
Yeah, but that's 100%
yeah.
true. Yeah.
And at first, like, I wasn't doing Troy for a while, and I was in the back of the pack, and I started going to Troy again. And now I'm starting to get up top, which is really helping me.
Yeah, that's super cool. And it probably transitions a lot into your mindset, not just your steering wheel skills, right?
Yeah. He does the mental stuff, mostly.
Yeah.
He teaches you, like, how to get focused, like, how to get in the right zone. And if you mess up, he makes you do 50 push-ups.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, today he said,
I like this guy.
Like, he said that if we didn't take a corner wide, every time you would do that, it's 50 push-ups.
Really?
Yeah. And
dude,
we had to do it every time, and none of us messed up. Cause we did not
like there we go.
Yeah. And whenever we do mess up and we do have to do 50 push-ups, it makes us learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you guys have to do any push-ups? Deegan or Dallas?
Oh, yeah, I had to do a bunch of push-ups.
Was it because you were getting lapped by Deegan, Dallas?
Yeah, I didn't do push-ups, jumping jacks.
So you got a good workout. That means you got more for your money at a school.
Oh, yeah, I slept for like 2 days straight after.
That's hilarious, dude. Hey, do we have any more questions or comments coming in over there?
Nope, just hi, laughing emojis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the last thing that I want to talk about, you got any help? I got one more thing. So the only thing I was going to talk about was that starting in 2021, Four Wheel Parts have kind of teamed up with us to be able to interview all you youth guys.
Yes.
So it's going to be pretty cool because we're going to be able to go to the Four Wheel Parts stores, and we're going to be able to sit down and have dirt lap shows with all you fantastic young drivers. So we're going to do the whole crew. Thank you for wearing your Four Wheel Parts hat, too. Perfect. But I think it's going to be pretty cool. And the first one that gets to go is this dude sitting right here to my right, Ethan. And his show is going to be on Monday. And we're going to do it at 5 p.m. for the Four Wheel Parts here in Temecula, California. So if you guys don't know how to log on to the show, you can always go to the Dirt Life Show on Facebook or YouTube and join us live at 5, and you can ask any questions that you want. You can get his whole story. It's going to be really, really cool. So we can't wait to see you guys there. But we're not going to talk about golf carts.
No golf carts.
No golf
carts. Old Sarah's not going to be there. So
I'll tell my mom if you want to talk about that. Yeah.
Katie's cover your mom's ears when you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll give her some earbuds. Go, la, 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 la. Yeah. I'll just say my
don't
dad wants
hear.
To. Like, right. Hey, dad wants you.
So, we got two questions for the end of the show. All
right.
The first one is, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Katie, you have to go first.
Probably mint and chip.
Mint chip?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Katie?
So, there's a Jen and Berry's. Jen and
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's, sorry.
Dyslexia.
There's a Ben and Jerry's flavor. It's called the Tonight Dough, and it's got, cookie dough. It's got chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream.
You're up there.
Yeah. There's like brownie chunks in it. It's really good.
He's going all the way. Yeah. And then
chocolate.
He's going straight chocolate.
Just chocolate. Classic chocolate.
And the reason I ask this question is because I can't like get enough of his answer.
Strawberry rum and blue baby.
24/7.
Cold stone.
Can someone pull up a photo of this?
Try that.
I got my blank phone. And just,
strawberry.
I can't do much.
All right, and then the last question is: I can only be friends with people that answer it a certain way. Chips and guacamole or French fries and ketchup?
Chips and guacamole.
Chips and chips.
Okay, we're friends.
I was
going to
say French fries.
Oh! Shut up! Shut up! What about you guys? Over there, boys. Gonzalez, boys.
Chips.
What, you forgot to answer favorite flavor of ice cream, though.
Birthday cake.
Oh, you're going birthday cake?
Jesus Christ.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got a couple stitches.
Dallas, what about you?
I like it original. I keep it vanilla. I like it simple.
You're keeping it clean?
Simple, man.
Yeah.
Simple, man.
None of this strawberry.
Dallas, I mean, you just straight... No, like, chocolate syrup, no toppings, no nothing, just straight vanilla?
Just vanilla.
No sprinkles? Come on, now.
Just the...
You know why? Because his life, his race life is so complex.
he just
likes the simple things.
I just blew out my whole drivetrain. Give me some vanilla ice cream. Please.
Cool me down.
All right, boys. Hey, so what's the weather like over there in Arizona? Because I was just there a couple days ago, and it's colder in California.
It's not too bad. It's like 75, but this past week has been super windy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, not a huge fan, especially with moto.
Oh, yeah. It's a little rough, but it's not too bad.
You guys have any questions for us?
No, not really.
I thought you were going to say, when am I selling my next 110? Casey had the question?
Oh, yeah. I got a question from Energy Coil Racing.
Yeah.
I hear that chicks dig scars.
Yep.
That's, I got 8 stitches in my foot last Monday. I was actually at the Danbury's house, and I hit one of the containers.
Okay, what are your views on girls on their scars?
Okay.
I got a pretty good scar on my collarbone.
Dude, if chicks had big scars, we'd have a whole plethora.
I know. I don't know if it's true. I'm single and I got a big old scar right here from getting a tree.
Getting a berry.
And he also gets tires too.
We don't talk about that time, okay?
Tires. I think we can have a whole show or Instagram live just on the man that you guys have.
We don't have to do that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we were talking about social media before this little Instagram live and how important it is. I think you really should like just attach a GoPro to the back of your head so that you can film everybody and everything that's going on.
We had the life of Jacob, his little brother.
We'd make millions of dollars.
You'd be so famous by now?
Dude, you just strap a GoPro.
Just saying today.
Okay, so Deegan, you gotta ask your mom if you can just have a cell phone or a GoPro that you can just film all of your shenanigans.
We can make a TV show.
It makes it so that your brother gets in trouble way more than you, right?
A lot of reality TV
we should
What's
do.
The name? Hey, guys, everyone watching, what would the name of our reality TV show be?
Team Chalupa.
That's our sim racing team.
Semi-pro.
They have an Instagram handle.
Semi-pro, amateur. Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
all right. Well, if there's no more questions, we're going to log off now. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you guys taking this. And thank you very much for supporting all the Dark Rider stuff.
It was awesome.
Have fun on therapy and in the shop.
Awesome.
So, all right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for joining the camera.
Thank you guys for watching.
All right, Gonzalez and Wes, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you guys in the races.
Thank you guys for tuning in this Monday when I go live.
Monday.
Live
and live.
All right. Yeah, this is the end. How
do
you guys
feel
about it?
All right.
Thank you guys very much. See you.
George, what do I do?
Yeah, what do
I do? Or hit download. Just to your mother.